initially when I went there, Russell was, I think he was in a bit of trouble himself. I think the chairman, Barry, stuck with him. And actually, I think the club got the rewards for it. I think if they got rid of Russell at a time when the club was doing badly, I don't think they would have ever done as well as we did. I think, as you say, the consistency of keeping the manager there through the bad times, and through that, the club had one of the best times they've ever had in their history. So, I think any football club, you've got to be patient with managers nowadays. I think there's a lot of changes happening, so you've got to give managers time. And what can you do if a manager's getting sacked every 6-7 weeks? It must be frustrating for the players and the clubs and the fans. So I'm hoping the next manager they have, they stick with him and they give him a bit of time.
But surely as a player, you have to form a relationship with your coach, with your head coach, with your manager, don't you?
Yeah, I think it took me a year and a half to form a relationship with Russell when I was there. You don't really get to know someone until a bit of time through the good times and the bad times. We as a club came out of it for the better, I think, through the bad times. So I think it's hard for players, isn't it? Because you want a consistency, you want a manager you can trust, you want a manager you can believe in. And by the time you start building that relationship with a manager, if he's gone, then you're waiting to do that all over again. So it's hard, isn't it? And different managers have got different views and different personalities. So, I know people think it's not hard for players, but it is emotionally hard because we are emotional. Bunch of people, footballers.
Yeah, and you've got to be in the right place. I mean, it's to get the best performance, you've got to be in the right place, and that's, you know, you've got to feel comfortable, I suppose, that you've got to feel comfortable within the club. Does it therefore not surprise you that results have been a bit up and down this season, certainly at home, but because it just doesn't feel very balanced at the moment?
I went to watch the other day because my boys were ball boys, and if you close your eyes and you listen to the game without looking, it doesn't feel like the same place. Everyone seems a bit on edge. Everyone seems a bit hostile at the moment. And there isn't a connection between the players and the fans, and probably the fans and the chairman. But, and there needs to be that in League 2, League 1. There needs to be everyone needs to be pulling in the same direction. And I felt the game I was at, I didn't feel that everyone was pulling in the direction. And you can't blame everyone. You can't blame the fans. You can't blame the players either. It's just everyone's a bit frustrated because they are a big club right now in League Two, and it doesn't seem to be going their way.
And talk of, you know, the ownership and the chairman, or, you know, the owner actually sort of having interference, and I mean, all these stories that come out, that they're fairly destabilising as well, I would have thought.
Yeah, I mean, the fans never really know. I think the bigger issue the fans have got is they're always reading stuff that, I mean, it's, nothing's really, the chairman doesn't come out and actually say what it is, and to be fair to him, he's right to do that, but the fans are the heart and soul of the club, and they want to know what's going on. They want to know who's picking the team, and they want to know who's responsible for the results in that. So you can understand that, but at the same time, the chairman, once he's bought the club, it's his club, but until the fans start getting a bit of insight into what's happening in the club, they are going to be frustrated, and you can't blame them.
I suppose as well, as you say, you're down there and you know, you're lads of ball boys, and the fans obviously recognise you. I suppose, do you become, have you almost become an agony uncle at times? The fans must talk to you, because obviously you're highly respected down there, Kev.
I mean, I love the fans down there anyway, so I'm not really a talkative person, but as you say, when I get down there, you feel like you end up talking to someone every 2 minutes, but it's only because, as you say, they appreciate what I've done for the club, and I, as I say, I do love the fans down there, so I don't mind. There's not much I can answer at the moment, though. I'm not inside the club and I don't know what's happening, so all I could do is probably give my opinion like everyone else, and just hopefully that they'd be patient and get behind the players, because the players need the fans to stick with them, and apparently they did the other day when they went down to 9 men.
And you know Andy, I mean, he's, you know, in charge at the moment, whatever may happen, but he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. He's a really, really nice man. I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. I see him all the time because he comes down to watch the young boys train as well, which is quite nice of him. I'm not sure if he'll be doing that now. He's probably got a lot more things than he said right now at this present time. But I'll let him do what he can do first before we start looking around, because, as I say, he's a good coach. I've seen him coach. He's coached us a few times. I don't know if he actually wants the job. I don't know if anyone wants it at the moment. But I like him as a man. I think the players will respond to him as well. And once he's settled in that, I'll give him a call myself and see if he needs my assistance down there, because he is a nice man. And anything I could do to help him, I will.
So you would actually put yourself forward to give some help?
Yeah, just I mean, sometimes it's nice just to have a senior pro down there just to help the players and that, and give the club a bit of a boost. Maybe an old face in the club ain't probably the worst thing that could happen there. So I'm hoping he gets the job. And as I say, I'll give him a call and see if he needs a hand, because as I say, this club should be a lot higher than what it is.
And I suppose the message to the ownership from you or from everyone would be, if you can, maybe step back and allow, you know, be it Andy, you know, if it were to be Andy, to get on with managing the club and give him a bit of time.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, if it is him, whoever it is, hopefully it is him. If it is him, just as you say, step back a little bit, please, and just let him do the job. I mean, managers get sacked because if they don't get the right results. So it's all about the manager. So they should do it their way. If they're going to do it, they should do it their way, because ultimately they're the ones that get sacked. So let him try what he's trying. Let him pick the team and let him make the subs. I'm not a fan of chairman getting involved in decisions of players and teams and that, and I'm not sure if it happens down there, but if you're looking at clubs like Leeds and that, it just doesn't work at all. If the chairman wants to do that, I think he should go and sit in the hot seat himself and actually become a manager. Obviously his club, he could do what he wants, but only he'll be held for results then, rather than the manager. So
good point.
Yeah, I think he should, I think with any chairman, not just him, any chairman out there, you should really step back and trust the man you hire.